so that happened for me and a number of other people I spoke to who weren't down with the Obama mania, as it were. And yet, the funny thing is, that was, I guess, almost prophesied in 88. The system will give you that. And yet, despite that, when it happens, we still cling to these ideals. And what does this suggest? Well, it looks at the way in which values are put into our heads, in which we are struck. Us in this position where we are there set for servitude. Why do I say servitude? Because irrespective, I mean, the best way as I saw the Obama thing, it's sort of like you're on train tracks and someone's driving a train. Now to begin with, there's a white driver, but then they pull him out and you get a black guy on. Now, bottom line is, when that train hits you, no amount of hope is going to change anything. Okay? You will be dismembered and they will be picking your body up off the tracks. To continue, now, Huxley talks about the election. That's why we had our election just the other day. Huxley, coming back to his ideas, says an election in nothing was a Punch and Judy show for the public. In matter of fact, he even went further to talk about how, in light of a mass culture, the elections come to be as irrelevant as they are in this present moment. And he emphasized that the way in which the politicians themselves are marketed, it's almost as if they're turned into celebrities themselves. And I want you to think about how Michael Jackson's death was handled, for instance, the death of a celebrity, and whilst he's important, don't Obama me, it's Michael Jackson, man. Now I'm going to play something else, because this whole Obama thing, Obama was, in a way, a celebrity. Beyond that, he sort of was inflated to a type of godhood. And so if you challenge or question Obama, from many people, you were going to catch heat. And if it weren't that, there were some people who were crying when Obama got elected. And I think this is very much endemic with some of the thinking that schools promote, this mass thinking, this lack of critical interrogation of what's going on in our world.
Are we going to talk about the Obama worship in the context of the larger, like the bigger picture of, like, what do you call it, the rising white supremacy movements in America and all that, and the Tea Party movement, or not?
Not for this one.
Okay.
Not for this one.
We should talk about it.
Now, and I'm sure you've seen this, but someone who also talks about this craze that Huxley was talking about with people like advertisers is Dave Chappelle. And it's funny because there was a meta critique of Nas being mentioned at all in any of the modules, in as much as, who's Nas? Well, just think about those questions as I play this clip, and then we're going to go back to a few more stuff on what's going on in our present world.